Pöllö, ja mut pöllöhän on lintu. Mitäs pöllö sanoo?
Santa Claus talking to a group of school children in Rovaniemi, Finland, the town in Finnish Lapland that is this week hosting European Forest Week. He's teaching them about the importance of forests.
Forests are a precious gift. They provide us with wood that we use for building, paper and fuel. They also provide us with food and drinking water and help slow climate change. The forests are also home to animals like bears, wolves, my reindeer and many other species. But the forests need to be looked after to ensure they are a gift that can keep on giving.
Among the many products that can be made from wood are toys. This Finnish company manufactures children's playground equipment from wood, sustainably sourced from Finland's forests. Johanna Ikäheimu is the company's chairperson.
The wood itself, it's a renewable material. And when we harvest the wood here in Finland, we always replant a new tree. And so it's in that sense, there's always a new forest growing for the future generations.
Sami Seljo, his wife and their three young children, live in this wooden house just outside Helsinki, with its sleek modern lines and state-of-the-art technology. 80% of new Finnish family homes are constructed out of wood.
We get very good air what we're breathing inside the house because the wood is breathing material, so the air always is perfect inside the house.
It's not only family homes that are being built out of wood. Half an hour outside Helsinki, inside the Nuuksio National Park, these hikers have set out from the new Haltia Nature Centre, an impressive example of Finnish innovation in wooden construction. Matti Mikkola is Senior Vice President of Building Solutions at Stora Enso, the company that built the centre.
In addition to the Finnish Nature Centre Haltia, we have several very ambitious projects ongoing right now, and projects due to commence construction next year, including Wood City. It's a 28,000 square meter complex out of wood, all in 8-story high, comprising apartment blocks, office building and a hotel. There are actually three main reasons why we want to increase the use of wood in construction. Firstly, it is 100% renewable. Secondly, it increases radically the speed of the total construction process. And then thirdly, it clearly reduces the carbon emissions.
Wood products are also driving innovation in areas other than construction. This car is running on a renewable diesel made entirely from wood. Heikki Vapula is president of the energy and pulp business at UPM. The company has been investing heavily in wood-based biofuels for transport.
In 2012, we started to build the world's first commercial plant, which is 100% wood-based renewable diesel. It means environmentally that UPM BioVerno significantly reduces the greenhouse gas emissions by up to 80%.
Forest-based innovations are also being seen within the medical field. At Helsinki's Tulu Hospital, Dr. Nina Lindfors is treating her patients with a new kind of cast.
It's made of wood chips and biodegradable polymer. It's completely non-toxic and you can use it with bare hands. When I mold the cast on the patient's anatomy, I will cut some pieces away from the cast material, and these cast pieces I can reuse because they can be reheated and be used for another patient. So there will be no waste.
Meanwhile, not far away at Helsinki's Steiner School, the children are queuing up after lunch to get free xylitol chewing gum made from birch sugar. Xylitol is recommended by the National Dentists Association for reducing cavities. Finland may be leading the way in forest innovations, but there's nothing to stop the rest of Europe from following suit, according to Paula Deda, chief of the forestry and timber section at the UN's Economic Commission for Europe.
Actually, contrary to the popular belief, European forests are thriving, they are healthy and they are growing in size. Moreover, they provide 4 million people with income and employment.
Dominique Reeb, a senior forestry officer at the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, agrees.
People in Europe are increasingly conscious about the importance of environment, and this has driven the improvement of sustainable forest management as well as the innovative ways of using these forest resources.
European legislators and forest industry have already embraced the concept of sustainability. The hope now is that they will use the important technological progress being made in countries like Finland to place forests at the forefront of a green economic future for Europe.